Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a litter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held a money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel that we have read today, it's about a few days before the Passion of the Lord. And this is that one opportunity when the Lord sort of recollects himself before the great drama of his passion and his death. And he was amongst his friends. He was in the company of Martha and Mary and, of course, Lazarus. And in the Gospels, at least in the, I think, two times where this was mentioned, the house of Lazarus and Mary and Martha has always been a refuge for Jesus. It's very close to Jerusalem, and so he was there, and it's like his hideout. And when he's there, he is being ministered to by the sisters. You know, we all know the feeling of that, and especially about Jesus now that he understands and he knew that his death is about to happen. And so that's a refuge. That's like a retreat for him. And so Mary opened this very expensive nard and poured that and anointed Jesus with it. It's an expression of immense love. An expression of immense love, of Mary for the Lord, which is a foreshadowing of an expression of a greater, more immense love that Jesus will show and manifest and undergo a few days hence. And so this is like a parallel story event that is happening. Mary with her outpouring of love for Jesus is mirroring the outpouring of the love that Jesus will manifest on Good Friday. And we see here the effect of that love, the manifestation of Mary's love by opening and pouring the oil on the object of her love, perfumed the entire house, which is saying so much, Our expression of our love to each other and for the world has that effect. It perfumes everything about us. And so if Mary's kindness, if Mary's love was able to do that for her immediate environment, how much more so with the outpouring of the love of the Lord on the cross, which filled the entire world with the perfume of the Holy Spirit. This is a wonderful reminder for all of us. We are following the Lord in His passion and His death and in the resurrection life. As Jesus is looking forward to His passion, wherein He will be pouring out His love to the entire world, we too are reminded to do the same, that we must always be pouring the love that we have for the Lord in service to our fellow men and women. The opposite is true, is also true. When we negate the love that is for our brothers and sisters, we deprive the world of light and goodness and perfume. May our partaking of the Eucharist today configure us into the image of the Lord and even into the image of Mary in showing forth our love without any calculation.